Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
One thing that was in a chat from a local media member that, man, this has been brewing for a while, and maybe it'll come to fruition. Something else been brewing for a while. So Pine Ridgeland's Phil Dracovic has entered the transfer portal. Somebody dropped off a helmet for you, Doran. That's pretty great.
Yeah, Mascot Troy. If you've seen him around, he dresses just like Troy Polamalu. Maybe a Pit Construction hard hat.
Can it get any bigger? It looks a little tight.
It
looks a little small.
It's kind of sitting up on top of your dome there.
You look like the construction guy in YMCA. Village people. Yeah.
It's supposed to sit on top of your head. That's how it's
supposed
to be.
Not like that.
Yes,
I don't know if it's supposed to be that high.
Yes, it's supposed to be this high.
All right. Well, you're safe then. But anyway, Phil Dracovic has entered the transfer portal. My knee-jerk reaction is, I'd love to see him at Pitt because I think he's an NFL quarterback. The other side of me says, I don't like in-conference transfers. So there's that. They're not illegal. We're seeing the Michigan guy go to Iowa. It's something I'm against. I don't like that from a competitive standpoint. I don't know about the divisions, if they'll play.
Well, now they will because it's all one. So
they're protected rivals now, aren't they?
Right.
Yeah.
So
BC and Pitt will play every year.
I think he's better than Keaton Slovis. I think that his offensive line was atrocious last year, Dracovic, and he never had time to really throw it to Zay Flowers and didn't do the things he wanted to do. I think the best football he's played in college is when Cignetti was his offensive coordinator. He was brilliant against Clemson whenever he had an opportunity to go out there. I thought he was really, really good in that football game and a couple other games. So while I'd like to see him here, I'm against in-conference transfers, but I do think he'd make Pitt better than Slovis has made them.
Well, I think that there's three reasons why this makes a lot of sense for him to transfer here. So we'll be his second time, mm-hmm. transferring, obviously from Notre Dame to BC, BC to wherever he's going to go. But there's three reasons why. One is obviously Cignetti, as you just mentioned, Colin, obviously his former offensive coordinator, had his best year under Cignetti, really revitalized his career. Two, you're going back home. And, he's from here, went to Pine Ridgeland, fantastic athlete. We watched him win state championships and Whippeels. And three, the NIL money here is probably his best bet. Because everybody knows him. And, the businesses around here, the people that are affiliated with Pitt, I think that they would pay top dollar to see a guy like that come back home, a guy that they're familiar with, and pay him, whatever he was probably asking for. So those are the three reasons why this makes a lot of sense to me. I have no connection with Phil, so I really don't know anything. This is just me talking. And really close out your career and have the best opportunity to go to the NFL, why not be with the offensive coordinator that – made you into a high-level quarterback once and back in 2020.
Well, and I think it makes a ton of sense for Pitt as well.
Yep.
I mean, even if they still think maybe they can get something out of Keaton Slovis, if they go into it, as Pat Bostic said a couple hours ago, with the idea of having a competition, go into it. Let the two compete with each other. Maybe deep down inside, you know Phil's your guy, but you want to see the two compete. Maybe it drives Slovis off and he wants to transfer somewhere. Whatever, I think it makes sense for Pitt.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be an interesting situation. And Brennan Armstrong is now Brennan Armstrong is not coming to Pitt.
No.
But that's another very intriguing quarterback in the portal. It has just become kind of a quarterback at large sort of situation, a quarterback derby in college football. I don't like it, I'll be honest with you, but everybody's doing it. You might as well go out and try to get the best one you can.
Well, I mean, and what's the point of recruiting a quarterback from high school at this point? That takes away from that. If you're a high-level quarterback, it's like, all right, will this guy pan out? Will this guy be able to come in and start as a freshman? Maybe. But, there's film on other guys that are out there. I'm going to go to the transfer portal because I want to win now and try to find one of these guys that I've seen play college football over maybe offering a guy that is from high school.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.